Phoenix, Arizona has plenty of golf resorts that attract thousands of visitors, but as someone who established the first course in the state, and they'll be hard-pressed to tell you, it was actually a Midwestern veterinarian who had more grazing land than he could manage. The unique story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
This veterinarian never set out to build a city.
Dr. Chandler was a veterinarian in the Midwest, and he came to Arizona, and he did not understand how expensive water was here in Arizona. So he had a lot of land. He sold off a lot of the land so that he could build. He built the resort, he built a post office, and he built a general store.
Darlene Haviland says the fledgling town of Chandler soon had its one resort.
The resort was only open in the winter, and it was for dignitaries, for movie stars, where all the rooms were named after stars who stayed here. Joan Crawford, Al Capone, Herbert Hoover, Errol Flynn was a big one.
Those original rooms are now a century old, but are still a part of what is today called the San Marcos Resort. It wasn't the first resort in Arizona, but it did build the first golf course.
If you look on the pictures, the golf course was done with flaxseed oil. It's how they kind of got the ball, if you will, to move. And you have to go look at the golf clubs and the golf balls from those time frames. It really is quite amazing. You had to be very wealthy to be able to come to a resort and to golf, and that was our claim to fame.
Another piece of history lies underneath the hotel. At one time, no one was supposed to know about it.
Below the Cibolas Ballroom is an old speakeasy underneath, and it's from the Al Capone days, and it does tunnel out to Arizona Avenue. We would like very much to reopen it.
It's Arizona's first golf course and a century-old resort rolled into one, all begun by a Midwestern veterinarian who established the town that bears his name. Traveling the countryside in Chandler, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.